Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tzvi. Bez Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadi Hei. We are on the very top of at the Mishnah. Psachim Daf Tzadi Hei. This Mishnah is going to talk about differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and what's the same. Says the Mishnah, Ma Bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What are the differences between Pesach Rishon, good morning, Stephen. What are the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Mishnah lists a few of them. Harishon, Aser, Bebayira, Bayimotze. Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have chametz in the house. Good morning, Chanachanach. Hasheni, chametz amatze, imo babayis. Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to, there's an Iser of Bayira, Bayimotze, you're not allowed to own chametz. Pesach Sheni, there's no problem with owning chametz. Now the Mishnah says this in a little bit of a weird way. It's a funny way, funny language. It says, "Sheni chametz matza imo babayis." So the Rishonim are bothered by what's the language? What's with that language? So Rashi later on says, he says that the intention of the Mishnah is to be mechadesh, even at the time of the shechita, it's mutter to have chametz in the house, and there's no violation of lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Right? By Pesach Rishon, you have a problem if you have chametz in the house, so it's a violation. So here, there's no violation Pesach Sheni. That's why it says it imo babayis. Rashi on Chumash quotes the words of the Mishnah and adds the following words. There's no iser chametz ela imo ba'achiloso. The Minchas Chinuch Meshech Chachma discussed the source for this. So what he's explaining that what the Mishnah is trying to tell you is that only in the house it's mutter to have chametz, but let's say you wanted to Pesach Sheni have like, you want to have your carbon Pesach on a hamburger roll. You want to actually eat chametz with the carbon Pesach. So no, that doesn't go. You can have it in the house, but you can't actually have it, the carbon Pesach, you know, with chametz while you're eating it. And in the Sefer Avi Ezri, he says that Rashi's intention is the opposite. That there's no Issa Chametz at all Pesach Sheni. You could even eat your Pesach Sheni with a hamburger roll. You could have Chametz Mamish with it. So that all different opinions on how you read this line in the Mishnah. Chametz Umatza Imo Babayis. Fine. What's another difference? Harishon Ton Halel Bachilaso. Pesach Rishon requires Halel while you're eating it. And Vahasheni Eino Ton Halel Bachilasa. Pesach Sheni, there's no halal while you're eating it. And the top Tosis over here, he says that the Tana only quoted a few of the differences, but there's really a number of other differences that the Mishnah leaves out. Tana Vashir. Pesach Rishon requires three groups. Pesach Sheni doesn't need three groups. Pesach Rishon requires checking it 4 days beforehand for a mumin, but Pesach Sheni does not require that. Pesach Rishon not only requires it for Karban Pesach, even the Karban Tamid requires Beaker 4 days. All this Tosis points out the top Tosis. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So the Pasuk says, Ishish ki atar tamei lanefesh, o b'derech rechok alochem mol doroseichem, v'asa Pesach la'ashem. So in the second month, in the 14th day of the month, Yudal Iyar, you shech the Karban Pesach in the afternoon, and you eat it al matzos umrorim. Don't leave over till the morning. Don't break a bone. Kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oso. So says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim. Kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oso. So from the word oso, so this pasuk is saying Pesach Sheni is the same. For all the other halachas, it's the same as Pesach Rishon. Kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oso. B'mitzvah shebegufo akos medaber. Oso refers to those halachas that apply to the guf ha-karbon itself, to the physical animal. That's going to be the main topic here of the first amud. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehalcha Nivaro. The main topic is going to be Lagabe what halachas is the same and Lagabe what halachas is different. So the Torah, from the word oso, the Brisa says, the Torah compares it for those halachos that are part of the guf, b'mitzvah shebegufa akos medaber. Like, you know, the avodos of the karban, that you have to eat it roasted, etc. But things that are not part of the actual guf of the animal, like getting rid of the chametz, mitzvah she'al gufo, like eating it with matzah umarar, minayin. How do you know that that also applies to it? To Pesach Sheni, Tamalomar. Well, the pasuk says al matzus umrorim yochlu. Says the Gemara, yochol afilu mitzvos shelo al gufo. You might have thought it applies even to mitzvos that don't apply to the actual carbon Pesach, like getting rid of the chametz. That applies to Pesach Sheni. Talmud Lomar. So the pasuk says, "Ve'etzem lo yishberu bo," that you can't break a bone. Extra pasuk. Mashvir se'etzem yuchan mitzvah shibagufo. Afkol mitzvah shibagufo. Now the Gemara in another line is going to ask, "I thought you already said from Oso that it's only shibagufo. Why do you need another drash over here to say that it's only on a mitzvah shebegufo?" So, Isi ben Yehuda disagrees. Isi ben Yehuda omer, no. You don't need the extra pasuk. He says, Yasu oso, b'mitzvah shebegufo kasa b'dabi. You don't need the extra pasuk of the etzem lo yishberu bo. You already learned it from oso. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Amar mar. Yochel af mitzvah shelo al gufo. You might think that even Karm Pesach, external mitzvahs that don't have to do with the actual karban, like, let's say, not eating chametz with it. So you might think that also applies. Says the Gemara, why do you need the extra joshua of ve'etzem lo yishberu bo? Ha'amris b'mitzvah shebegufo kasa b'dabi. You already told me from Oso. Says the Gemara, ha'chi karban. No, this is what it means. Hashta da'amris. Now that the Brisa says that even a mitzvah that's not in the guf of the Karban Pesach applies. Al matzah sum rom yochlu. So the matzah, the mara, that doesn't have to do with the actual animal itself. That's additional to the actual animal. So once you included that, alma yasu oso lav dafku. So oso doesn't just apply to the actual body of the carbon. Se'ema havale kipradu klal. Maybe when the Torah adds that in, it means to add in all of the other halachas that don't have to apply the animal itself. Maybe even there's an iser chametz. So maybe the last pasuk that adds on kichol chukas haPesach yasu oso v'nasa klal mosif ala prat afil kol milei nami. Even getting rid of the chametz. Kamash malan that no. The Tana is teaching me no. That when we add in ve'etzem lo yishberu vo, so you're only adding certain details. You're not adding every single thing from Pesach Rishon. So the klal includes each one of these details. We're going to add on a little bit to each detail, but not that every single aspect of carbon of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. So the Isser Chametz still we don't include, but each one of these details comes to include, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, each one of these details comes to include it, meaning the detail itself, like the etzem lo yishberu bo, and things that are similar to it, as the Gemara is going to explain right now. And since all of these details have to do with the actual guf of the Karban Pesach, or a mitzvah she'al gufo, like eating the matzah and the marah with it, so we only compare things that are like it. And the Gemara is going to explain this in greater detail. Says the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda. So what about Isi ben Yehuda? He says that mitzvos she'al gufo are excluded from mikol chukas haPesach yasu oso. Hi, etzem I ovedle. So what does he do with the pasuk of etzem lo yishberu bo? Isi ben Yehuda said you could already learn from the first pasuk, from oso. So what does he do with the etzem lo yishberu bo? Those words are extra according to him, says the Gemara. Mi boile, he needs these words. Le'echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, ve'echad etzem she'ein bo moach. He says etzem lo yishberu comes to teach me that you're not allowed to break a bone, both a bone that has marrow inside it, which you can actually eat from the inside, and even a bone that does not have marrow inside it, there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem by both of them, as we discussed earlier. Virabanan. So the Gemara now asks, Virabanan, ha yasu oso mayavdile. We already just said before that the Rabbanan learn out from the second pasuk, Ve'etzem osish berubo, that it only applies to mitzvah shebegufo, that of the guf of the Korban Pesach. So what do they do with the word oso? Right? Kikol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. So what do they do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, mi boile she'ein shochten es ha-pesach ala yachid. That even Pesach Sheni, it says yasu oso. You need plural. Dekama te'efshe la'aduri ma'adrinan. Unbelievable halacha. Let's say there's only one Jew in the entire Jewish people who's Tameh. So only one Jew is going to bring Pesach Sheni. So Rashi learns, so we take another Jew and we make him a Tameh Sheretz, so that there should be at least two Jews. Because it says, K'kol chukas ha-Pesach ya'asu, in the plural, oso, we need at least two people doing Pesach Sheni. Because we don't want an entire Korban Pesach Sheni being shechted just for one person. Very interesting. Okay, let's continue. That's the way Rashi learns. A lot of the other Rishonim learn that halacha differently, but that's the way Rashi learns it. That they'd even be metame a person b'sheret. So says Rashi in Dibur Maskil She'ein. Take a look. It's two-thirds of the way down the page in the Rashi. She'ein, right where the skinny lines end in the Rashi. She'ein shochten pesach she'ein al yachid she'nidchelo. Lachgaz of yasu lashen rabim. The kamadash adui achar tame chavero, imagine kagon, letame echad b'sheretz, right? If you only had one Jew who was tamei mace, we would take another Jew, metame and b'sheretz, so you'd have two. Once it says yasu, the Ritz writes oso. Fine. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we're going to learn another braisa that includes all of these things that we include and exclude about Pesach Sheni. Tana Rabbanan, kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. Yochol kishem shehar rishon, right? You do Pesach Rishon exactly like, you do Pesach Sheni exactly like Pesach Rishon. Yochol kishem shehar rishon osu b'bayu rabayu matzeh, kach sheni osu b'bayu rabayu matzeh. So the Bryce says, you might have thought that the Isser Bayu Rabayu Matzeh applies to Pesach Sheni, just like Pesach Rishon, Tamaloma al Matzes of Rorim Yochluhu. So the Pasuk says, no, you eat the Korban Pesach Sheni al Matzes. Right? If it would have said all the details are exactly the same, it would have just left it at that. Kichol chukas ha Pesach Yasu also, do it exactly the same. So why does it start stipulating, no, only certain things are the same? Al matzah sumrom yochlu and lo yashir mimenu ad boker and the etzem lo yishbru bo. So these three details, the Torah says these three details. Since the Torah includes these three details by Pesach Sheni, we don't learn out that Pesach Sheni is exactly like Pesach Rishon. Rather, each of these details teaches me something. Each of these details teaches me something like this detail, and it also excludes something like this detail. And the Bryce is going to now explain. What does each detail include, and what does each detail exclude? Says the Bryce. Ve'ein li ela mitzvah saseh. Al matzah sumrom yochlu. There's a mitzvah saseh that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten together with matzah mar. So that's a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah lo saseh minayin. How do we know that we include and exclude a mitzvah lo saseh? Tamaloma lo yashir menu ad boker. You're not, it becomes no sir if you leave it over past the morning. It's usur to leave over Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni until the morning. That's a lav Hanita klase. So we're going to include a lav hanita klase also. And we have to exclude. And we're going to exclude Bal Yiran, Bal Yimatse, which are also a lav hanitak lase. So we include and we exclude. And the third thing, ve'ainli ela mitzvah lo sase shenitak lase. So we include the mitzvah sase of eating matzah, of chametz and matzah. Of eating the Karm Pesach with matzah and mara. We include the lav hanitak lase of lo yashir menu an boker v'anosim an boker b'ayish tisrofu. Ainli ela mitzvah lo sase shenitak lase. Mitzvah lo sase gomer minayin. Where do we know to include even complete lo sases that are not nitak lase? Tamalomar ve'etzem lo yishperu vo. You're not allowed to break a bone in the Pesach Rishon and in the Pesach Sheni. Ma haprat mefurash mitzvah sase. Just like on Pesach Sheni, we have one pasuk that includes the mitzvah sase of amatzah from Rom Yochlu. Ve'lo sase shenitak lase, and it has one example of lo yashir menu b'boker, which is a lav nitak lase. Ve'lo sase gamur, and it includes ve'etzem lo yishperu bo, which is a pure lo sase, which is not nitak lase. Af kol mitzvah sase, ve'lo sase shenitak lase, ve'lo sase gamur. So too, we include and exclude an additional mitzvah sase, a lav hanitak lase, right? I assume everybody knows what a lav hanitak lase is. It means it's a lav that the Torah itself tells you how to fix the lav. Like, don't leave it over till the morning. But if you leave it over till the morning, you burn it. Like stealing, right? Don't steal. And if you steal, v'heishiv zagzeil, you have to return it. It's a lav hanitak lase. And then there's also a lav gomer, a regular lav, which is not nitak lase, like v'etzem lo yishperu bo. Don't break a bone. So now the Gemara is going to go through each one of these and say what is included and what is excluded. Says the Gemara, Bechlali dematzah semrora ma'ikom arbe. What do we include from the pasuk al matzah semrora bechlo? What other mitzvah sase is included? Tzliyesh! That you have to eat it when it is roasted. Doesn't say it, but we know it from matzah semrora. Biprate maima mayitle. What do we exclude? What mitzvah asay is excluded? Hashpasa se'or. There's no mitzvah to burn the chametz. It's a mitzvah asay. It's excluded. There's no mitzvah to burn the chametz in Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Epachana, who told you to include roasted and exclude burning the chametz? Maybe you include burning the chametz and exclude roasted. No, says the Gemara, mitzvah de gufe adif. It makes much more sense to include things that are part of the actual gufa carbon pesach and exclude things that are external, like burning the chametz. Bechlali dulo yeshu menu ad boker, the lav hanitak lase, mai kamar bele. What do you include for the lav hanitak lase? Velo sotzi mi menu. Ah, not only are you not allowed to leave over till the morning, also, you're not allowed to remove the Karban Pesach from the house that it's being eaten in. That's also a lav hanitak la'ese. Because it says, Bebayis acher ye'achel. I'm sorry. Bebayis echod ye'achel. Eat it in one house, don't remove it. Sounds like, what do you do if you do remove it? What do? Bring it back inside the house. So it's nitak la'ese. Now, this is against the brice that we had earlier, that once you take it out and bring it back in and eat it, you violate a lav. So Rashi says this Gemara is against that. The Marsha disagrees. He says that no, this lav is not connected to that brice. Adarabba, Rashi over there explains that that's a lav of lo yechel ki kodesh hu. So that's a discussion, But Rashi over here says that it's talking about the lav. If you take it out, you are allowed to here bring it back inside and eat it. So it's memayit. So that's the lav that's included. You're not allowed to take it out, but if you do, bring it back in. So lav hanitak la'ese. But prate ma'ikam memayit le. Which lav hanitak la'ese is excluded? Lo yerav lo yimatze. Ba'yirah and ba'yimatzah, we're going to skip the parentheses. The Rishonim say not to be gorset. Bal yura bal yimatze. It's a lava nitek lese, because the Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. If you own chametz on Pesach, you burn it. You destroy it. If you find it on Pesach, you destroy it. It's nitek lese. So that's why there's no malchus for bal yura bal yimatze. Either because it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, or it's a lav nitek la'aseh. Although, you can violate Bayi Rabbi Matzeh with an action, right? Let's say you bake chametz on Pesach. So then, maybe you would get lashes for that. That's the difficult Rambam. That's a whole other discussion, whether or not every lav she'en bo ma'aseh, right? This is interesting. This is an interesting lav she'en bo ma'aseh, because owning chametz on Pesach, you could either violate without an action. Just leave it over from Erev Pesach. You left it over, you violate without an action. Or you can bake chametz on Pesach, so you violate with an action. It's a funny Rambam, where the Rambam says, well, it depends how you violate it. If you violate it without an action, then you don't get lashes. But if you violate it by baking chametz on Pesach, or buying chametz on Pesach, you would get lashes for that. Even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you violated it with an action. There's a contradiction. The Rambam in other places says, some places by lav she'en bo ma'aseh, even if you violate it with a ma'aseh, you still won't get lashes. So that's an interesting side point. Not going into that now. Back in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. So Epachana, who told you to include not taking it out of the house and exclude ba'yura ba'yimatzeh? Maybe you should do it the other way. And Gemara gives the same answer. Mitzvah de gufe adif. No. Not taking it out of the house has to do with the meat itself. Bal yura bal yimatzeh has to do with the chametz. It's external to it. So I'd rather include the lav that's internal and exclude the lav that's external. Okay, and what about the third one? Just a pure lav? Bechlali de etzem lo yishberu bo. About the klal of etzem lo yishberu bo. Mai kamarbe. Al tochlu mimenu na. You're not allowed to eat it raw. And it doesn't mean fully raw. Even a little bit cooked. A little bit, it's not fully roasted. So that applies to Pesach Sheni. B'prate ma'ikam ma'ite, what do we exclude? Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. There's no iser to shech the carbon while you own chametz in the house. Epechana, why don't we flip it over? Mitzvah de gufei adif. No, raw is on the actual carbon itself. Shechting it with carbon with chametz in the house is external to the actual carbon side. Rather include that which is internal and exclude that which is external. Okay, let's continue. So at the end of the day, so most of the laws that have to do with the Karban Pesach itself do apply, and the laws that are external don't apply, like burning chametz, not owning chametz, not shechting when there's chametz there. Those are the things that are not included in Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah. Harishon ton halal ba'achilaso. Pesach Rishon requires halal during the eating. Pesach Sheni does not require halal during the eating. Minoha nimili, from where do we know these words? Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadok Amar Kro Hashir Yelachem Kilel Iskadesh Chag. Laila HaMekudosh L'Chag ton halal. Laila She'en Mekudosh L'Chag Pesach Sheni, which is no Eser Malacha, Ein ton halal. Chasim Sofer adds, so Rashi says that there's a special shir, special song that you sing the night that you are redeemed from Galut, from Mitzrayim. So that should be the same shir, the shir that you'll sing on the day of Yontif should be like the shir that you sing at night. And there's only one time that we say halal at night, that's Pesach night, says Rashi. Chasam Sofer adds that the Gemara in Megillah says that halal is usually said only by day. Mi Mizrach Shemesh ad Mivo'o. That was yesterday's daf. From sunrise to sunset, Mu'ul al Shem Hashem. Only during the day, say Rashi, says the Chasam Sofer. But that's a regular Yontif halal that we say because of Simchas Yontif. But Pesach night is a different kind of a halal. It's the Shas HaNeis Mamish. So therefore, the Pasuk is Mechudosh over here, Kelel Eskadesh Chag, that there's an additional type of halal, which is halal that you say Pesach night. That's why we say it in Shul, Pesach night. And we say that the Seder, halal Pesach night, the halal B'Shas Achila, That's only Hashir Yelachem Kelel Liskadesh Chag. That's a special halal Pesach night. So only Pesach night and not Pesach Sheni. Because since that night was not a night of Geula, so there's no Shira, there's no Geula, there's no Shira. Says the Gemara, Zev is eton halal ba'as yosan. But you do say halal when you're shechting Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? Ibais ema, Laila kamemayit, Yom lo kamemayit. So during the eating, which is at night, is excluded from the pasuk, but during the day is the shechita, that's not excluded. That's one answer. Ibais ema, Efshe Yisrael shochten es pischem venotan es lulaveim, ve'in omim halal. During the time of doing the mitzvah, certainly should be halal. That a mitzvah that's done on Yontif requires halal, because the simcha of the chag is mechayev to say halal. And the major part of the simcha sa'aregel is when you're doing the mitzvahs of the regel. And therefore you should say halal. So say the achronim. So when you're shechting the Pesach Sheni, you got to say halal, because that's the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. V'necholen sleeve achule, and you have to eat it when it's roasted, and it's Doches Shabbos. Shabbos in Tomalo. Pesach Sheni, Yeshecht, even if Pesach Sheni falls out on Shabbos. But if you become Tamei for Pesach Sheni, you can't do Pesach Sheni. Mastisin Delok Rebbe Yehuda. The Mishnah is going against Rebbe Yehuda. The Sani we learned in the Braisa. Doches HaShabbos Ve'ein Doches HaTuma. Tanakama says, Pesach Sheni, Yeshecht, even on Shabbos. But you don't shech Pesach Sheni if you're Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Doches HaTuma. Rabbi Yehuda says you even bring Pesach Sheni B'Tuma. Now, what about if the majority of Klal Yisrael was Tamei Pesach Sheni? So, Tosfos earlier, from the words of Tosis earlier, it sounds like that this is only when a minority of the Tzibur were Tamei Pesach Rishon, and they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and for some reason this same minority is still Tamei, whatever, they got Tamei again Pesach Sheni. So then we have a Machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, can you bring Pesach Sheni Betuma? However, if a majority of the Tzibur were Tamei by Pesach Sheni, and for whatever reason they didn't do Pesach Rishon, let's say a majority of Klal Yisrael was Bederech Rechoka, Pesach Rishon, and then they all become Tamei Pesach Sheni, everyone would agree that we would do it Betumah. However, the Rambam disagrees with Tosus. The Rambam says that according to Chachamim, Pesach Sheni does not push off Tumah Klal, and even if a majority of Klal Yisrael was Tamei Pesach Sheni, you would not bring Pesach Sheni. Only Pesach Rishon was brought Betumah. Pesach Sheni is never brought Betumah, according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says even if a minority, even if one guy is Tamei, he brings Pesach Sheni Betumah. So our Mishnah is going like Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. My time at the Tanakama. What's the logic of Tanakama that Pesach Sheni is not brought Betumah? Says the Gemara, Mipnei Tumah Dechisiv. So, the Torah pushed this guy off of Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni because of his Tumah. Yachzor v'yaseh b'tumah. We already pushed him off, so what's the point of having him do Pesach Sheni b'tumah? Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda holds, HaTorah chazra alav la'asosu b'tahara lo'izacha yaseh b'tumah. The Torah was hoping to give him a chance to do b'tahara. If he can't do b'tahara, let him do Pesach Sheni b'tumah at least. Tana Rabbanah Pesach Rishon dochas HaShabbos Pesach Sheni Doches HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Doches HaTumah. Pesach Sheni Doches HaTumah. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina. You got to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. Pesach Sheni Ton Lina. So to Pesach Sheni, you got to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. However, after the night, you are allowed to... In the morning, you're allowed to go outside the chum. You're not allowed to go home because it would be a violation of tchum. Ufanisa baboker v'alachta la'alecha, only within the tchum. You can't go home in the morning because it's yontif. You're not allowed to go outside the tchum. Also, you have to stay in Yerushalayim to bring the olas ra'iyah during the day. So says Rashi. However, Tosas seems to disagree. He says that you have to stay in Yerushalayim the whole day of yontif Rishon. This is this long Tosas over here. And even the night of Motzei Yontif, and only in the morning of Chol HaMoed can you leave Yerushalayim. There's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about this, about how does Lina apply to Pesach Rishon and to Pesach Sheni. Fine. Says the Gemara, we have a contradiction in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Doches HaTuma Keman Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Wait, you're telling me that it's Doches HaTuma? That's like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda. But wait, Ula Rabbi Yehuda Ton Lina. Vahatani, we learned in a different Bais, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Minayin LePesach Sheni, She'ein Ton Lina. Shnei Marfanis Ba'olach L'Olecha. Uksiv Sheishit Yom Tocha Matzos. Hanecha L'Shisha Pesach Rishon, which has 7 days, Ton Lina. She'einecha L'Shisha, Ein Ton Lina. So, this Bryson, which is also Rabbi Yehuda, says Pesach Sheni does not require Lina. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanai Libi de Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it's a dispute what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So the Pasuk says about Pesach Sheni, Ish Ishkia Tomei Lo Nefesh Obeder Chachoka Vasa Pesach Lashem. So only Ish, whose Tomei gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni and not at Sibur. So the Tzibur, if the most of the Tzibur's Tami Pesach Rishon, they do Pesach Rishon Betuma. They don't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Also, the Gemara earlier learned from the fact that the Torah mentions Tumas Mace, Dafka, most of the Tzibur Tmei Mace, they do Pesach Rishon Betuma. But if most of the Tzibur were Zavin or Mitzorayin, they would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Right? Only a majority of Tmei Mace do Pesach Rishon Betuma. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael were a Zav or a Mitzora, they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheba B'tumah, if they brought Pesach Rishon because most of Klal Yisrael were Tmei Meis, Lo Yochlu Mimenu, Zavin, Zavos, V'Zavos, Nidos V'Yoldos. So even though they're bringing the carbon Pesach Rishon, everybody's Tamei, and you are a Zav or a Zav, a Nidav Yoledes, you are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach Rishon. Ve'im achlu piturin mikaris. But if you do eat it, you don't get karis. However, if they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara while they're Tomei, they would be chayiv karis for B'yas Mikdash according to Tankama. But Rabbi Lezer disagrees, poter af al B'yas Mikdash. Not only are you exempt from karis for eating Karban Pesach if you were a Zav, who ate a Karban Pesach Rishon that was being brought Petumah, even if you walked into Beis HaMikdash, you're also exempt from Karis. Machloikas. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Brisa. Zavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos she'achlu b'Pesach sheba Petumah yachol yuchayavim. You might have thought they're chayiv Karis. Like any person eating a Karban or any Karban when you're Tamei Tamalomar. It says by eating kachim betumah. The pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, "Kol tar yochal basar va'nefesh shetocha basar mizevach shlomo shel Hashem v'tumaso alav v'nichrasa." A tar person eats kachim. If you eat it when you're tummy, you get kari. So the Gemara makes a comparison. Nechal letahorim chayavan alav mishum tummy. A carbon that's only eaten by tar people. If you eat it when you're tummy, you get kari. She'eno nechal. But a carbon that's not eaten only by tar people. So if the Pesach's Baba Tuma, if you're Tum and you eat it, you're not Chayv Karis. Rabbi Lezer, Oma Yochel, Dachku Zav Menichsu Lazar, Pesach Baba Tuma. Yochel, you Chayavin. Rabbi Lezer said, you might have thought, if a Zav pushes his way into the Azara by a Pesach that was being brought Batuma, so you might thought they're Chayv for B.S. Mikdash, same thing. He learned the same thing, Tamalomer. Veishachumin Amachne Kaltzor, Vachol Zav, Vachol Tamila Nafesh, Bizman Shetmei Mesim, Mishtalchin. When people who are Tami Mace are not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, Zavin U'Mitzorah Mishtachin. So then a Zav or Mitzorah would get Karis for going inside. Ain't Tami Mace and Mishtachin, but when inside the Beis HaMikdash, you have all these Tami Mace, Ain't Zav U'Mitzorah Mishtachin. So therefore, if you're a Zav or a Zav, you push your way inside, You wouldn't get karis for going inside. By Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following two sadachim mishnah question. Dochku tmei mesa v'nichnusel heichal v'pesach abba betumah ma'o. Right, so we said that a tmei mesa is allowed in the azara because he's got to be in there. What about if he goes into the heichal? Now, you don't got to go into the heichal for the Karban Pesach. That's the actual, not the courtyard. That's the actual structure of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Would you get karis? Mahu. What about according to Chachamim? Would you get karis? Mi de ishtri tumas azara. You're allowed to go into the azara, but tumas ishtri na, but tumas heichal? Odum, my de ishtri ishtri. No, only what you have to go through, you go through. My de lo ishtri, lo ishtri. Amar rava, amar kra, vayishachum ena machana. Afilu miktas machana. Even if you're out of part of the machana, even if they're so right, Pesach Abba Betuma, even they're allowed to go into the Azara, they're still not allowed to go in out of they're still not allowed to go into the Heichal, even a little bit of the machana. Ikadami, some say it the other way around. Amar Amar Krav Ishum and Amachana, Michutz Machana to Shalchum. Only when you're out of the whole thing. So then there's an issue to go into the Heichal. But if there's no issue to go to be sent out of the Heichal, then there's no issue to be sent out of the if there's no issue to be sent out of the Azara, then there's no kares for going into the Heichal. Okay. Maybe we will stop here. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning, same time. I assume BMW is going to dive in a little earlier tomorrow morning, right? Because of the tightness, are they going to dive in a little earlier?
In Bez Hashem 6:10, Rabin.
Yeah, so we'll try to have the daf at the same time, 7:05.
Bez Hashem. Thank you very much, Rabin. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Have a good day, Rabbi.